ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, all you fisher people, and welcome to this week's episode of Why Fish Radio. As always, Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. I tell you what, I was just up there last Tuesday. What an amazing fishery. Hot, sunny afternoon. Some high water, and the kitties were snapping. So there's still a few weeks left, and the feed bags are on. So get up there, catch your catfish, say hi to Stu and the boys. I know I'll be back up there one more time. Another item that we want to talk about is, if you recall, last spring we gave away a fully guided trip on the Red River here in Grand Forks with our good friend Kent Hollins from Trophy Cat Adventures. Well, that trip happened this past Saturday, and from the sounds of it, it was amazing. 13 fish in an afternoon, the smallest one being 11 pounds. Hopefully we're going to have some more details about this trip and a few pictures, and maybe even a short interview with our winner in the future. So we'll just look forward to that. But on to today's subject. As always, I'm here with my trusting co-host, Other Brad, and we're going to talk about a subject and an organization that we both find to be a very good organization that provides a very good service to the community. Brad, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And, you know, for the record here, there's never been a clear delineation of who is Brad and Other Brad at any given time. And we're going to keep it that way. I think it just depends on who's doing the talking. You know, some days I'll be Brad and he'll be Other Brad. And some days it'll vary that way. So, you know, don't be confused. It could be either one of us.
Well, Brad, the organization that I'm talking about, you actually introduced me to 3 years ago, and I'm going to let you tell the story of how we really were introduced to it, or I was introduced to it, and that's Fish Winnipeg. And what has happened is some partners have gotten together, some fishermen, some guides, the city of Winnipeg, and I'm sure countless other organizations, and they've created what they call Fish Winnipeg. And what that is an organization that has an event each summer for the media to get together and have a little 3-hour tournament with local guides. The guides provide all the equipment and their time to get everybody out there fishing in downtown Winnipeg. Now, I believe you told me before the show, this is a town of a little over 600,000 people, and we're right in the thick of downtown, skyscrapers and the whole bit. The picture on the website should tell the story. But what they do after the media clears out is they bring in people just like a golf tournament, corporate sponsors who pay a lot of money to be there. And they take them out fishing, and it's a total inch tournament set up just like a golf tournament. And they raise a lot of money, and then they take the at-risk youth of Winnipeg fishing and teach them how to fish and, you know, hopefully keep them out of trouble. And I think this is just a fabulous concept.
Well, this is really a classic example of a program that, you know, it's very well organized, and it really works, and it works well. And, you know, it takes a lot of volunteer work, a lot of behind-the-scenes organization, but it's what they've got there has blossomed into just an absolutely great event. I mean, the corporate world seems to have really bought into it. You know, the local media up in Winnipeg, you know, you got a city that size. You know, between radio stations and newspapers and television, you know, various outlets, you've got a fair bit of media in that town. And, you know, chances are a lot of them never even realized what they had flowing right through their city. And they're helping to spread the word about what's out there. And, you know, it just builds on itself. And we've had a chance to get up there. You fished it now 3 times and I've fished it twice, a few years apart. But, it's one of those events that just leaves you going away feeling really good about the state of affairs. And I mean, they do it right, and it's a great event. There's really no other word for it.
Well, that's exactly it. And people might be wondering, well, this is in Winnipeg and it's Winnipeg media outlets, and why are you guys there? Well, here's the thing. I work for a TV station that is airing on the cable system in Winnipeg, and you work for a newspaper that has a joint venture with the Winnipeg Free Press, so you guys have a lot of stuff being printed in their newspaper. And we have had some great success up there over the years, but I'm going to let you tell the story about our greatest success up there.
Well, and you know, the other thing, it's all part of the same river. And of course, you know, since some of the floods we've had down this way, and of course, you know, all up and down the Red River, it's, you know, we all share a stake in what happens with this river. And I think it's, you know, people have to realize that. And part of the, you know, the job of anybody as a, you know, as a writer or a communicator of any time is to let people know what's happening. And, you know, this is an example of just one event that's happening on a river that we all share. And, yeah, of course, you talk about, you know, certain memorable occasions. I guess, you know, one that comes to mind was summer of 2003, your first year fishing the Winnipeg Media Corporate Challenge. We were there as a media team, you and myself and one other person. And we had the good fortune that day to actually meet our good friend Jim Stinson, a.k.a. Canuck. And, you know, it was sort of a serendipitous turn of events that put us in his boat that day. But, you know, long story short here, we ended up winning the media portion of that event. And it gave us Yankee crowing rights, although we know it was sort of an international effort because, you know, our guide being a Canadian, all it. But us Yanks went up there and we showed them how it was done as far as catfishing. And, you know, I don't think anybody could really argue too much. We put on a little bit of a clinic there that day. You know, Canuck put us in the right places at the right times. And we caught some very, very impressive fish that day. And it was absolutely, you know, one of those things that just blew me away. I mean, here we are in the heart of a major city. You know, the biggest fish I guess we caught, we were actually anchored under a bridge at rush hour. I mean, there's traffic going on overhead, and here we sit, you know, just banging, you know, big catfish after big catfish. And you came up with the centimeter total we had on that trip. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, basically, the whole thing we figured out is we won it, and I will say we beat our good friend and sponsor Stu McKay by only half a fish maybe, but here's the measurement, 1200 and some odd centimeters in loose change. Now convert that back to inches, that's a little over 500 inches. You know, you convert that into feet, we're looking at about 10 feet of fish, and that's just amazing for only 2.5 hours. And I'm sure we've beat it at one point or another on one of our excursions, but in a 2.5 hour tournament with a guide and some media, that's a pretty good showing.
And you know, the other thing is it's just an example of how this city and, you know, some real key folks have really come out and embraced that river. And that's really what brought me up there, you know, to cover Fish Winnipeg and participate in it in the first place, was just to maybe show some people down here that, you know, here's this river going right through town. Maybe you ought to think about it a little bit. Pay some attention to it, you know, put some access out there. You know, do some things to get people out there and enjoying it. And, you know, look at it as an asset and not a liability. And, I mean, that's one thing they've really done well up there in Winnipeg. And, you know, it continues to be just, I can't think of a fishing event like it anywhere. And, you know, the amount of good they have done, you know, as far as, you know, especially the corporate end of it, raising money for at-risk youths. And, of course, I guess we have coming up here shortly. You were up there again this year. I was stuck in the office working. But, you know, you talk to one of the organizers, and he kind of tells that story himself. And, I mean, it's inspiring, and it just kind of makes you feel good about being a fisherman.
Well, that's absolutely true. When you come out of this, you feel good about yourself and just about the city. And I think since the first trip and when we were working with the Red River Hookers here in town, and that's why we went up in the first place, I think good things have come down here in the accesses and getting the river promoted as a recreational tool. But I think there's nothing but good can come of this, and hopefully Grand Forks can grab a hold of this and run with it, because it's just so good, and I would like to use them as a model.
Well, I mean, not only Grand Forks, this is an example that should be considered anywhere. I mean, you look at Minneapolis-St. Paul, you've got a marvelous fishery there in the Mississippi River, tremendous fishing opportunities, and, you know, countless other, you know, especially urban areas throughout the country. You have these rivers there, they're largely overlooked. You know, get out there and see what they have to offer. And I mean, all it takes is you know, some key folks in some key positions, you know, to do some organizing and getting people interested. And you know, the money they raise and the efforts, I mean, they're showing young people, and I mean, that's the future of our sport here, are these young anglers. They're getting them turned on to it. You know, they're getting them hooked on fishing instead of some less desirable things. And I mean, it's really a win-win-win.
Well, with that being said, we have a special treat. We're going to cut ourselves short tonight. We did get an interview last week with one of the organizers, Don Lamont, the Complete Angler, has been involved with this for all 8 years of the event. I know you know him very well, Brad, and I've got to know him here last week pretty well. We had a very nice conversation, but I got about a five-minute interview with him about just the event, and I think it's something to be paid attention to. So we're going to leave you with that. If you have any questions about this for your river town, just send us an email, brad@whyfishradio.com. We'll get you what information you need that we can get you in touch with the Fish Winnipeg people. And before we go to the interview, don't forget to give Stu up at Cats on the Red a call. Check him out on the web, catsonthered.net. Before the interview, you got anything else to add, Brad?
By any chance, if you want to call him, that's area code 204-757-9876. And I know we're counting down the days till we get back up there again. We're going to make another September trip, hopefully get a couple of days in. September, I think, is the prime time for the big kiddies. They're starting to come out to play, you know, kind of putting on the feed bag before winter. Summer's winding down, so this is a last kick at the cat, as they say. So we'll be up there, and like I say, we're counting the days.
Well, for this week, we're Brad and Brad. We're going to leave you with Don Lamont and the chat I had with him last week. I hope you enjoy it. And until next time, Brad.
Keep your line in the water, keep it tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
All right, I'm here just after the media portion for Fish Winnipeg. Right here in downtown Winnipeg, I'm joined by professional fisherman, friend to fishermen in Canada, and co-chair of the Fish Winnipeg event, Don Lamont. Don, welcome to WhyFish Radio.
Thanks, Brad. I'm glad to be here.
Don, I know I've been part of this for 3 years now, and I believe you said at the presentation that this is year number 8. Tell me a little bit how this got started and what you guys hope to get out of it. And I already know what you're going to say, but I want you to tell our listeners.
Well, actually, there was two reasons for getting this event started. We needed something to get more youth involved in the sport of fishing. And also, we wanted to promote the great fishing that was available in the Red and Assiniboine Rivers right in downtown Winnipeg. And it was actually my other co-chair, Gary Swanson, that came up with the idea that let's get the youth at risk involved through the city of Winnipeg and see if we can get kids out fishing. And the rest is history, as they say.
Well, now, when you guys get going, I want you to just kind of explain how today is going with the media outlets and tell a little bit why you do it for the media the way you do, and then kind of move into how the corporates make their donations to the organization in the form of the fishing tournament.
Well, one of the first obstacles we had to overcome was the fact that many people, mostly the media, didn't think that you know, there was any kind of fishing within city limits. So we had to open their eyes. Now, the media has bought into this event big time. Most of them come out here and they catch fish. In fact, one of the media members this morning caught a 24-pound channel catfish, and it was his first fish that he ever caught in his life. So he's going to go back, tell the story, be excited, and the rest of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Canada is starting to know about this fishery through the media. Now, as far as the corporate standpoint works, you know, there's a million golf tournaments out there. How many fishing tournaments is there? I mean, where the actual corporates can be involved and the amateurs can go out and fish. So we sold it like a golf tournament. For $700, you can get three guys and in a boat with a guide and go out and fish for 5 hours, you know, within the city and catch fish. And pretty much everybody does catch fish in the corporates. In fact, if we could have 50 guides, we would sell all 50 spots, but it's tough to get that many boats going. We're kind of limited by both the resources and the facility here at the Fork. So 25 it is, and we have no trouble. We have a waiting list every year.
Well, you already touched on my next question, which was the whole golf tournament thing. And coming from Grand Forks, North Dakota, I tell you, there's a golf tournament for every charitable organization. Well, every organization there is, at least three a week, not to mention the amateur tournaments, the pro-ams, and all that stuff. The fishing is such a wonderful idea, and the way it's laid out, could you just kind of tell a little bit how it's laid out? Because down in the States, we're used to total weight with a limit of fish.
Okay, well, what's kind of the unique thing is a lot of these corporates that we have work right in downtown Winnipeg. So what they do is they close down their office at 11:30. They're 5 minutes away from the forks. They hop in a boat, and they get to go out fishing and catch fish. And how it works is every fish you catch gets measured and released. So it's the total length of the number of fish that you catch. And let me tell you, it gets exciting. The corporates get pumped up. You know, everybody jumps in and say, oh, geez, where are we at? How many fish we got? What's our total length? And, you know, it's a neat event. They get to fish from 12:30 to 5 p.m. in the evening. And it's a, believe me, it's an exciting time. And you can just tell when the corporates come off the water that they've had a great day just by their excitement and their voices.
Well, that is, it's such an amazing event, and everything you guys do goes to a good cause. I want to thank you for joining me, because this is a word that we want to get out. It's a format of a tournament that I think should catch on more and more. Is there anything else about Fish Winnipeg you'd like to add, Don?
Well, it's been very satisfying for me, because we get out at least 600 kids every year that would never have ever had the opportunity to fish before, and they get to go home with a rod and reel and possibly make it a lifelong sport.
And that's the goal for everybody. Thanks for joining me, Don.
You're welcome, Brett.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.